what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, live from the Auto Farm Studios. I'm your host, Jordan Buscarini, and we're going to talk local sports. Step away from high school for a bit. Let's talk junior college. A lot going on. In fact, tonight, the USU Eastern women's volleyball team will take the court tonight at the BDAC, and they'll have another home game on Saturday. A well-deserved home stretch after really spending a lot of time on the road. The Lady Eagles right now ranked inside the top 20. That's not the only thing going on as far as USU Eastern Athletics is concerned. The soccer season is hitting its final weekend before the conference tournament next week, and we'll talk about that and more, plus what's ahead as far as the winter and spring sports. Joining us over the phone right now, we have USU Eastern Athletic Director Scott Mattson. And Coach, it's always great to get you on the show, and I appreciate you making time for us again today.
Hey, anytime, Jordan. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, it's always fun, Coach, to get updates on what's happening at USU Eastern. I know it's a really exciting time right now. As far as the fall sports season goes, I mean, well, we just had Rodeo wrap up their final fall event. I know volleyball's perform well. We're gearing up for the final stretch of soccer, and basketball is going to be here before we know it. It's a really busy time of the school, I'm sure, for you and all the coaches.
It is. You know, we have basketball starting this weekend. They're going up to a scrimmage up at Salt Lake. Both teams are Friday and Saturday. Soccer's headed down for a big weekend. They play snow today, actually, and then tomorrow they head down to Las Vegas to finish out the season against Southern Nevada. And, I mean, it's the difference between being second or fourth how they do this weekend. So all big games, and then with volleyball, I mean, the way they're playing every weekend, big. Everybody's out to get them. They're just a phenomenal team, fun to watch, you know. I mean, they played a really tough snow team last year and just kind of came out, and they did a good job. It was just that snow team's good and put it on them before they kind of settled in, and that's kind of how sports work sometimes. But they've done a great job. We've had a couple of people that have had national accolades with them, and I mean, it's been fun, and they play tonight against CSI, who's always good. That we thumped them 3-0 last time at their place, and then we finished this weekend with Salt Lake coming in, and that's one that'll keep us in second place if we can beat them.
Yeah, Coach, I want to talk about volleyball for a moment, and from an athletic director standpoint, first off, how do you assess the way a program is performing? I know there's more to it than just wins and losses, but when you look at this volleyball team and you look at the coaching staff and knowing that this is a nationally ranked team, they already have more wins than the program has ever had. I mean, in your estimation as AD, how do you evaluate programs?
You know, that program's just been great since she took it over, and that's something that we're trying to push into. We were able to get her hired full-time this year, but to evaluate a program, I mean, that's basically how we're kind of judging the other programs is what she's done. She set the standards for our program here, and, you know, the girls she brings in are just phenomenal athletes and students. They've maintained high GPAs above a 3 as a team, which, I mean, you think about it, getting 15 to 16 people all to get above a 3.0 GPA is pretty phenomenal, and then to have them play the way they're playing is just, it goes above and beyond. She puts the extra care that those girls need coming away from their families out of state and different areas of our state, and, you know, she just does a great job.
Yeah, Coach, I talked to a couple of recruits last week, and they said, well, what brought us here was that Coach Jensen told us it would be a family, and it has been so far. I'm sure that's probably a typical recruiting pitch, but what have you noticed that Coach Jensen has done to really connect with these girls as athletic director?
You know, when she says family, she really does treat them just like family. She cares for them. She's hard on them at the same time. She expects a lot out of them, but at the same time, she's their nurturer. I mean, she really is. She takes care of them and looks out for them, and she fights hard to make sure they're taken care of in the community and in the school. So, I mean, that's just something that it's hard to have that line between where you can get them to work hard for you and be able to come down on them and have them still respect you. But Danielle's done a great job of figuring out how that's done.
Coach, let's talk about soccer because, again, as you mentioned, final stretch. We're going to be gearing up for conference tournaments here relatively soon. It's amazing how fast the soccer season has gone by. I know Coach Bennett has definitely done a terrific job of bringing stability to this particular program, but we also have a first-year head coach in Jared Woodhouse. Give me your assessment of the soccer season up to this point.
You know, we played good. There's some good teams in our league. I mean, it's a tough, tough league, and I've spoken with Coach Bennett about it. He's done phenomenal this year. And he just says, you know, this is probably the toughest league in the nation. And that says something because you have Arizona schools, Salt Lake schools, or not Salt Lake, Colorado schools that are just, they have phenomenal programs at the same time. And for him to put that and then for us to be able to finish, or not finish, but continue to be second or top three in the league is just phenomenal. And he's done a great job to be able to bring in the type of players that he needs to move to that next level, and they are improving. We've got a great field this year where, you know, we got that scoreboard donated by Castleview Hospital, and then the playing surface is getting better and better every year. And these kids are just, they're coming out and they're playing their hearts out for Coach Bennett, and it's fun to watch these programs grow and get better and better every year.
I'm glad you brought up the facility, Coach. It is one of the things that I don't think we've talked about enough as far as the soccer facility for USU Eastern. I remember having an initial conversation with Coach Parr when he was serving as the athletic director, and that's kind of when things started moving in that direction on that old Durant property. How happy are you with the way that facility has come together?
You know, I'm ecstatic with what we have up there. It's just something to have, something that we have that's nice and above other people in the league, you know, and that's something that it's rare down here to hear that, hey, we have something that's better than most people in this league, and we do. Because normally, we have good teams, we compete, we do all that stuff, but to have a facility that's above everybody else is just phenomenal. You know, I mean, Salt Lake goes to, they go and use the pro stadiums up there in Salt Lake, and then they come down here and there's not much difference. I mean, the playing surface is coming. I mean, it's going to take some time, obviously. You're playing on a grass field that it's going to take time to level out and do things that way. But overall, this has created an atmosphere for these players that, you know, everybody talks about building a winning program. And that's kind of what a facility like that does for the program itself, is help them to understand, hey, we care about them. We want you to succeed.
Again, we're being joined right now by Scott Mattson, athletic director of the USU Eastern Eagles, as we talk about all things athletics. Coach, I want to move even past the winter sports season. I want to talk spring sports for a moment because we have a new baseball coach. We also have a new softball coach, and I know that's your forte. I mean, you're very familiar with the Diamonds. You served in that role for many, many, many years. How has both of those programs kind of progressed during the offseason and in anticipation for, two new head coaches, two first-time head coaches taking over programs?
You know, and speaking with the student athletes, they love it. They love the two coaches that we've hired and their staffs that they brought in with them. It seems like the talent level has gone up. I mean, they do a great job. We brought in two young coaches that are excited. They get out there, they get after it, and they really do a good job of prepping these teams. And from what I've seen this fall, and I mean, I realize this fall and you're going to kind of have a hard time judging, but these are going to be two outstanding teams this year.
Yeah, you would obviously know. I mean, you've been around the baseball program for so long. Has it been difficult for you as AD to kind of step away from the baseball program and let someone else run it, knowing that I was your program for about two decades?
Well, you know, I mean, at first it was a little bit difficult just thinking about it, but knowing that Kirk's in charge of it, he does such a good job. It was easy to transition and say, here you go. And I've stayed busy enough with this new role that haven't really had much time to miss it. But they come in, the baseball players come in and talk to me, and that's kind of the part that I miss the most, is building that relationship with each player and doing that. And I'm still just at a higher level building it with an entire athletic department. So I miss it to a point, but, I mean, it was time. I'm able to sit back and watch my own kids play their sports, and that's something that I've really missed over the last few years.
Coach, let's move over to esports, and I know this is still new, but the kids have had a couple of competitions, and I was at the Jennifer Lovett Student Center about a week ago, and I got to see the facility, the gaming room, the old campus store. It's kind of amazing how video games have evolved from the old days of Nintendo, right? I mean, give me your estimation on how things have gone so far with esports.
You know, it's gone above anything we could ever expect. We knew it was going to grow big, but we've gone from five games to, I believe we have 10 games that are being played right now. And that's just in over a month and a half. The NJCAA came in and sanctioned it about 3 weeks ago and started it, I think last week was the first week. So, I mean, everybody seems to be jumping on board. It's great. The kids love it. We're getting a ton of feedback. Our head coach, Kevin Vanderspeck, who's also a player, he's come together and worked with the local high schools, Pinnacle and Carbon High, in getting their program started where they're coming over and using our facility. And that's the thing, is we just want everybody to come in there and see it and understand how fun it is. I was able to go watch a few games with my own kids because they're ecstatic about it. So, but you're going to watch this thing evolve because there's so many different games, and we can have as many teams as we want, you know, and our computers are filling up, and that's kind of what we wanted to see this first year. We bought 8 computer stations to let them play and let them try, and we're trying to open it up for people to use them. But, I mean, as many teams as we're adding, it's filling up pretty quick. And then we've had to add Madden 19, which, I mean, that's what a lot of people like to play. And we ended up going and buying some PlayStations for that. And so we're slowly getting to where we are. And this year's kind of a feeler year to see what the competition's like. Nobody really knows just because of how new it is. But it's amazing to watch this type of thing that I had no idea was as popular as it is to grow in our school here.
I'm with you, Coach. I had no idea it was as popular. I guess that's the sign that we're getting old, eh?
I guess. You know, I went out to the convention this summer to learn about it and kind of get the governing body side of it, and I was just a fish out of water where I was at and learned a lot, was able to get a lot of the information. And, I mean, talking to those people, they told me it was 95% of students at the school play video games. And I just thought, man, that is the right direction to go. So, and Greg Dart's been a great help. And, I mean, he wants to see it succeed. We have Kevin, the new student service, the student body dean, he came from Akron University. And he was big out there and saw their program and realized how big it is. And then is kind of helping us build our esports, well, just like you say, our facility over there. That we're still trying to find out where we're going to go with that. So I love where it's at right now in the old student book center or bookstore, but I just don't know if that's where we're going to be because we kind of threw it in there last minute.
Coach, lastly, before I let you go, I know that we did have the staff versus the basketball team game. That's kind of a tradition at USU Eastern. That was earlier in the week. Outside of that, is there any other events surrounding the athletics department that we need to make sure the community is aware of?
No, I mean, we just want to fill up our gym tonight with that volleyball game. It is cancer awareness night. They're given, I think they have cups that were given with popcorn in them for tonight. But, I mean, it's a big night. We want to fill that up. But I haven't really heard of anything else that we have going other than, I mean, we have sports with our new esports program. We're running about every night now. So, and we are working on getting it streamed live. So that'll be something that if you can't get out to it, you can watch it. And you can watch all of our games. Everything's streamed live from here on out. So, I mean, there's something every night if you really want to get involved.
Sure.
It is something that esports program is something to go watch, just to even go over and see what it's like for one. And you'll feel the excitement just walking in that room.
Coach, it is always a pleasure to chat with you and talk a little bit about everything that's going on within the athletics department. Thank you very much for taking out the time, and I hope to talk again real soon.
Hey, thank you, Jordan.
Coach Scott Madsen, athletic director at USU Eastern, talking about all sports going on right now and what lies ahead. We've got a break for just a moment. Plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. When we return, we'll flip over to the national side of things. Tonight, right here on KOAL, we have more football for you. It's the Broncos and the Chiefs, so we'll talk some NFL coming up in just a moment. Right here on Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios.